Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rafua for Noam ben Leah and for Naomi Bas Tova and for Yitzchak ben Bracha and for a schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina and Rabbi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha and Rabbi Shimon ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachel Leah. The Mishnah on Menachos and Daf Samaches Amud Beis writes, HaOmer Haya Matir B'Medina. The Omer was Matir, permitted one, to partake of the new grain outside of the Beis HaMikdash, for Shtei HaLechem B'Mikdash, and the Shtei HaLechem allowed one to partake of the new grain when bringing Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So, people generally understand this Mishnah Kipshuto, that the Omer is coming to be Matir Achila, eating outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Shtei HaLechem is coming to be Matir Chadash, inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's Pshat Lashon HaMishnah. However, if we look deeply into the Psukim, we'll see that the gather of Omer and Shtei HaLechem is different, as we're going to see. And this is based on the Aliyos Moshe and Simen Yud Gimel. It would appear that the Iker Inyan of Minchas HaOmer is not that it's coming to be Matir, the eating of Chadash. Rather, the Iker Inyan of Minchas HaOmer is that it's coming to be Matir, being Kotzer, harvesting Chadash. As we see in the pasuk, "Daberu b'nei Yisrael ve'amarta aleim ki savor al aret asher ani nosein lechem uktzartem es ktzira v'haveisem es omer reishis kitzirchem el hakohen." So you see that it's primarily the reishis hakotzir. And it would appear then that the Shtei HaLechem is primarily the beginning of the eating of Chadash in a kavua way. The explanation is as follows. In Chodesh Nisan, it's the beginning of the Katzir, but it's not Derech HaOlam yet in Chodesh Nisan to eat from the Chadash, since the Katzir, the harvest, is not yet finished. And one only eats from the Chadash Bigmar HaKtzira, which is Shavuos, Chag HaKotzir. And therefore would appear that the Omer Be'ikro is only coming to be Matir the Ktzira, and only the Shtei HaLechem that come on the Shavuos constitute the beginning of the eating of Tevua Min HaChadash. And the raya for this is that the Gemar Chitim finish their growth after Seorim, as it says in the Psukim, Parshas Va'era, Shmos Tes, Lamed Alav Lamed Beis, Ve'apishta Basara Nukasa, Ki Asara Aviv, Ve'apishta Givo, Ve'achita Vakusemis Lanuku, Ki Afilos Heina. Look there in Rashi, that the Seorim is coming before the Chitim. And Chodesh Nisan is primarily the beginning of the harvesting of the Seorim, of the barley. So how could we say that Omer is coming to be Matir Chadash? Seorim are Ma'achu Behema, like we see in Chazal in numerous places. And therefore it would appear, like we said, that the Omer is primarily Reishis HaKotzir. It's the beginning of the harvesting, but not of the eating. Because if it was about eating, then it wouldn't have anything to do with Seorim. Seorim isn't Ma'achal Adam, Seorim is Ma'achal Behema. And that the Torah asered Achilas Chadash before the bringing of the Omer, like we see in the Pasuk, V'lechem koli v'charmel lo sochu ad etzem hayom hazeh, the explanation would appear that even though the Ikar Achilas Chadash only starts Bigmar HaKotzir, nevertheless, the derech of people is that Bizman HaKotzir, they eat Ba'ofen HaRoi, they eat this temporary eating from the Chadash as well, when they're osek b'ktsir hatvua hachadasha, and therefore the Torah warns and says not to eat from the chadash before the bringing of the omer. But the ikar inyan of the omer is reishis hakatur. So enochan ami not allowed to eat because people nash on it, nibble on it, even before it's the kavua eating time, and that's the Torah forbade. But primarily what the Torah is forbidding is the ktsira, and it says even when you're doing the ktsira, don't nibble. But what the Torah is saying is that the primary ktsira is supposed to be done after the ktsiras ha'omer. So again, the ktsiras ha'omer, the havas minchas ha'omer, is coming to be matir primarily, not the eating of chadash, just eating it both on aroi, it's forbidding. But that's not the ikar iser. The ikar iser is that it's matir being cooked ktsiras ha'chadash. So now you should start. Because that's what it says in the pasuk, "Reishis ktsirchem." And like we see in Menachos, that if Gemara is there, talk about that it's forbidden to harvest beforehand. Also, what can be brought for the Omer now that a harvest before? And that we also asked the eating, is we asked the eating b'derech haroi. And this will explain that the Torah was masir on Isser Chadash. It says, v'lechem koli v'karmel. What's this lechem koli v'karmel? Roasted kernels. Plump kernels. What are all these kernels about? What is this, an army? Kernels. So the answer is that the derech ha'olam is that when they eat from the new katsir, when they're osek b'ktsira, they eat it b'ofen aroi, like kali and caramel. They don't bake it completely. It's just the beginnings. It's just roasted kernels or plump kernels. And therefore the Torah says, hey, don't eat your kali and caramel until you bring your omer. But again, the ikar iser here is on the ktsira. And then also don't eat your achila rice, but the Torah isn't coming primarily to aser achila sarai. It was coming primarily to aser ktsira before. And the whole inyan of iser achila is only mistaif, it only branches off from the iser ktsira. And that's why in the Torah it says, first, Reishis Ktsirchem El HaKohen. Then it talks about the bring of the Ark, or the Karban Omer. And then it says, oh, Lo Sochlu Lechem Kol Yekarmel Lo Sochlu Kol Yekarmel Lo Sochlu Adetim Yom Hazeh Adaviyechem, etc. Then it talks about the eating, because that's only a mistaif. Rashi says in the Chumash, Caramel is kloyos, shekorin granulis, like I guess granules. In any event, that's the inyan of the ktsiras ha'omer. And now we understand that suras ha'omer b'hava aso is, these are all pasukim from Parshas Emor, kolui be'esh geras caramel. What's this kalui be'esh geras caramel? Why are you just like roasting it in fire? That is a pasuk in Parshas Yikra, Perik Beis pasuk Yedalet. Tintakov minchas bikurim Hashem, talking about the minchas ha'omer, when you bring the meal offering of the first grain to Hashem, Aviv, kalui va'esh geres karmel takrivas minchas minchas bikurecha. From ripe ears, parched over fire, ground from plump kernels, you shall offer the meal offering of your first grain. Why doesn't it come b'tzura safia? Why doesn't it come baked like bread? Based on what we said, it's beautiful, because zikro shel dover is not coming to be matir achilas halechem amugmar. Rather, it's coming to be reishis hakotzir, and then it's mana kotzir, it's dagra shel olam, to eat b'tzura rice of kali and caramel, and therefore the tzura sa'omer is also going to be kalui beish. It's not going to be b'tzura slafia gemura. Rather, it's just going to be ripe ears parched over fire, ground from plump kernels, but it's not going to be b'tzura safia gemura. Beautiful. Since the whole iser is the eating of tzura rice, and therefore the carbon is also b'tzura rice. And now we can understand b'pshitos, the din that's meforish in the Gemara, and minchas ha'omer has to be from sa'orim, like it says in the Gemara, minachas samach beiz, samaches samit beiz, pei dalet amit aleph, and the inyan is like we said, that the ikar inyan ha'omer is that it's reishis hakatzir. Reishis hakatzir is from sa'orim, like we said earlier, you start with the sa'orim before the chitim, and therefore the din is that the omer, which is reishis hakatzir, is going to be from sa'orim and not from chitim, because the ikar inyan of the omer is not to be matir achila, but rather katzir, and you're starting by doing the katzira on the sa'orim. And that's the bir b'divrei ha'gemara, pei dalet amud aleph, v'im takif minchas bikurim minchas omer akasuv medaber meheichan iba min asorim ato omer min asorim o'el min achitim. It says you're makir the minchas bikurim. It's talking, says the Gemara, about minchas omer. Where does it come? Does it come from sorim or from chitim? Rebbe Lezer omer namer aviv mitzrayim namer aviv ledoris ma'aviv or mitzrayim sorim af aviv or ledoris ain o'el min asorim. It says aviv by both. It says ripe ears by both. And just like in Mitzrayim, in the context of Mitzrayim, it was Seorim, so also Lidoros, when it says Aviv, it also is Seorim. And we can understand very well that from Mitzrayim we learn that the Aviv of Seorim is always before the Ktzir HaChitim. And therefore, the Omer, which is Reishis HaKotzir, has to be from Seorim. Where does it say Aviv by Mitzrayim? By Makas Barad, it says Ki Asora Aviv. So there it says that the Saora was from ripe ears. So just like there it was, here also, there we're not talking about the Achila by Mitzrayim. There we're talking about the growth of the grain, of the barley. And just like there, the ripe ears are Seorim, the beginning of the Katzir is going to be from Seorim. They're the first ones to become ripe. So to the Omer, which is Reishis HaKotzir, also has to come from Seorim. So it goes on what grows first, and that's Seorim. Because again, the whole Isser is on the, primarily, the Ikro, on the Ktsira, and not on the Achila. Now, the Mincha, as hopefully we will explain it in another shir, I hope, is b'yisodim yigidre ha'ola. Mincha is like an ola. And the ikar inyan of a mincha is that it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole din that you leave a little bit with some of the minchas for the kohanim is only mitzat tzcharim shel kohanim for their avoda, just like the or ha'ola, just like you give the carbon, the skin of the ola, so too you give them the leftover, the shirayim of the menachas. So that also would seem to be the difference of the between the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Then in the Omer there's an inyan of Kmitza Hanikteres LeGavoah, like it says in the Psukim. But by Shtei Alechem, it goes completely to the Kohanim. There's no Hakter LeGavoah at all. And it would appear that the inyan is, like we said, that the Omer is not coming to be matir achila. Kol ikor shel haomer is to be reishis katsir. And therefore the ikor hakrava is not la'achila, it's for haktara. Because it's not about eating. And that, they eat the leftovers, so that's their schai already, but that's not the ikor of the carbon. The ikor of the carbon is haktara, because it's not to be matir achila. Mashen kein l'shteh lechem. It's not going to be burned, because they're coming to be matir achila, and therefore they're eaten. And in Mele we understand why the Shtei Alechem comes from the Chitim, because they come as man's Gemara Katsir. The Chitim have already been harvested, and therefore, since it's all about eating, and what people primarily eat is wheat and not barley, Mele it's going to be from wheat, and also it's going to be Afui Bafia Gemura, because now it's Gemara Katsir, so therefore the Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, is going to be Afia Gemura. And we can also understand based on this that the Omer isn't coming to be Matir Achila, only the Shtei Alechem is. The difference between the Karbanos that come with these two Menachos, that with the Omer, what do you bring? Just a Keves Le'ola. But with the Shtei Alechem, you also bring Kivsei Atzeres L'Shlamim, which are Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur. And this is all very beautiful based on what we explained, because the Omer is not coming to be Matir Achila. It's like a Hodol L'Gavoa, Reishis HaKatzir, and therefore it doesn't have a carbon shlam. It only has an Ola which goes completely L'Gavoa. It's like the Minchas Omer itself, which is primarily L'Gavoa, which is like an Ola Mashenke in the Shtei Alechem, that's coming to be Mitzayim, that's coming to mark the beginning of Achilas Chadash. Therefore the Karbanos that come with them are Shlamim that are for eating. The Hadvarim Meirim Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. And according to what we explained, it would appear that it says in the Mishnah that the Omer is Matir B'Medina and Shtei Alechem is Matir in the Mikdash, it doesn't mean Kipshuta that the Omer is coming to Matir Achila B'Medina and Shtei Alechem is coming to Matir Achila Tzachadosh B'Mikdash. Rather, the Iker distinction between the two is that Omer is coming to Matir the Ktsira and Achila Saroi, like we said, and therefore it also comes B'Tzura Rois, and the Shtei Alechem is coming to talk about the beginning of the eating of the Katsir. That the first achilas keva we do with we first bring a mincha, because now we're being assigned the beginning of achilas keva that people are going to start eating. So for that we bring, as a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring the shtei alechem as a carbon to Hashem. B'signon achir k'tas, to say a little bit. Little differently, Achilas Arai has no place in the Mikdash. Mikdash is Makom of Keva, of Avoda, that's the Iker place of the world. And therefore the Torah wasn't Matir to bring from the Chadash and the Mikdash until the bring of the Shtei Alechem. And until that time, Chadash is all Arai. And therefore it says that the Torah says that only when you bring the Shtei Alechem with the Gemara Katsir, only when you bring the Shtei Alechem B'Gemar HaKatzir, now you're allowed to bring Chadash into the Mikdash. And with this Achilas Keva of the Avodas HaMikdash, we open up the Zman of Achilas Keva Men HaChadash even outside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Shevach that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you Hashem for allowing us to eat the Chadash, the Memela, and Shavuos Dafka. When we're going to start eating, we bring this chita, which is what we're going to be eating kavua. So we bring that now, and Shavuos, like we said. But again, we see the yisod. The yisod is that what we're being matir and Shavuos is primarily the achila, and on Pesach is primarily the ktsira. We can also understand that in Shtei Alechem it says explicitly in the Pasuk, the Lashon of Kodesh, you Lashem LaKoin. In the Omer, it doesn't say any Achila Lehedya to the Koin, just the Inyan of Tnufa. So based on what we explain, it's very good that the Shtei Alechem, Iker Inyanam, is Achilas Koihanim. And there is no Kmitzan Akhtara. But the Omer is primarily Havol LeGavoa. And the whole din achila is just a zaydi gezach. It's a side thing. Hanoseres min hamincha la'aron ubanov. So the Shtei Lechem, it says explicitly that it goes to the Kohen, but not here. By the Omer, because the Omer is primarily not about eating. And in Parshas Vayikra also, based on Zayin, that we see the union of the mitzvahs of Omer. It doesn't say the union of Achilas Kohanim. It's just Haktaras Askarasa. Vehikdir HaKohen is Askarasa, Mikirsa, Mishamna, HaKol of Onasa, Yishel Hashem. It talks primarily about the Haktar. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayikra writes a little bit differently. He says, "Vim takrav minchas bikurim lo kosva torah vanoseres min amincha la'aron ulevanov." It doesn't say anything about them getting the leftovers. Vim bavli reish ve'elam minachos v'yerushalmi perakim v'delam v'drashas. So we learn from drashas that they get it, but the pasuk is not explicit. Why? V'lo kosva torah beferus is the Meshech Chachma b'shem tesaru meichel behema v'chosva torah lichtov she'ischalek la'aron ulevanov she'enam min hakavod li'tein lahem. Since the arm is machal behem, it's not nice to say that they're going to be eating this. Chas Hashem is brach hakfod brios of Yosef Mekodem Mizbech. Hashem is more covered for his brios than Mizbech. The Mizbech can get this arm, but not the Kohanim. But that's close to what we're saying. In other words, he's also talking, he also says that it's not about their eating. It's not even covered to mention their eating. Because that's not what the, as we explained, that's not what the carbon armor is about. It's not primarily about eating, and therefore it's Sa'orim, and the Pasuk doesn't even want to mention it. It's not covered that they should be eating such a thing. But it's not really about eating. Top b'si'ad d'ishmaya, we have a big yisod and inyan of karban ha'omer and shtei lechem. We should always be zochet v'yosik and yanei kachim. Both lehalacha ulemaisa. Karav mamish, we should be zochet v'inyan beis hamikdash. Yagula ha'shleimah v'mehir v'yameinu. Amen, the Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved.